Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody thinks they're a comedian. Welcome back. Continue to celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Having a great visit with our good friend David Dossie, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 14 years, partner with Gallagher and Dossie, a intellectual property attorney, invention-protection.com, right, David?
Absolutely.
So check it out there, folks. It's not your grandfather's patent attorney website. So, David, we're talking about how to get your systems, get your onboarding, your contract processes, your forms for doing business with contractors or customers or employees, getting it so that they know your expectations, you know their expectations, making it where it's not clunky, where it's easy. And you've got some thoughts now on how to approach that when you're buying a business.
Right. In the past, we've talked about intellectual property due diligence from the perspective of a business owner getting their, what I would call, IP house in order so that you can present an enticing package to a potential acquirer. Mm-hmm. But in today's discussion, we're looking at it from the other side, these three categories, and one of them is buying an existing business from a retiring owner. If you think you're going to be in the market of starting a new business and you know that you want to buy an existing business, you need to think about what is the information you want to know, what checklist do you want to have, what you need to know to make an educated purchasing decision before you stumble upon that business. Because what I see is people, they'll stumble upon that business that's for sale and they fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. You know, and they start thinking about, well, what do I really need to feel comfortable with this deal, versus going into it with a formalized list of, right. And so having that before you fall in love with the business is going to save you a lot of heartache. And when we've looked at it from the other perspective, you know, you have to accept it may be worth paying a premium for a business that has all their books in order.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, you need to be prepared to either walk away,
right,
or offer a deal where you're getting
make an adjustment based on you having to do all that.
Exactly.
Well, let me tell you a quick story. So I was helping a guy buy a business. And when you're buying a business, there are a couple of three fundamentals, but one of them is know what question to ask when. Know the first question to ask, know the second question to ask, know the third question to ask. And if you don't know what you're doing, you'll ask the seventh question first. And that will could potentially cause the seller to lie to you, because they don't realize that later on you're going to prove that their answer to their question on the first day was a lie. And so I was helping this guy buy a business. And for some reason, he invited another guy, some young kid that didn't know anything, to come in and sit with us in this first meeting. And I didn't know he was coming, so he sits down. He starts asking all these questions. And the guy on the other side of the desk is just lying like crazy, because he's trying to put his best foot forward. And so after we're all over, I said, dude, I can't help you. He said, why? I said, because that guy just messed up. He just asked the wrong questions. And that's a critical part of this.
Absolutely. Planning, doing that type of planning ahead of time is critical, and it's going to save you so much money, because once you fall in love with it, I've
right.
seen so many people that you know they're buying the business.
That's
regardless
right.
of what turns up.
And so your first questions need to be more due diligence, like things that are maybe a little harder, that whatever you can get, so that if they're not there, you can, as you say, you don't fall in love with the business. But if you start talking about, you know, the sexy stuff first, then you're going to get seduced, and the next thing you know, you're going to buy a business you shouldn't have bought.
Right. Yeah, you can't get seduced by puffs of cloud and smoke. You know, you have to obviously look at the financial books and have a comfort level with that. But
right.
if the business can't, with respect to some other key areas, produce, for example, the contracts with their employees and their vendors,
right.
confirming that they actually own the name of the business
right.
and such, if they can't produce these type of things in 10 clicks or less, as I like to say,
yeah.
then it ought to make the hair on the neck stand
That's
up.
That's right. Or the price adjusted. Hey, David, good job today. Come back soon.
I'd love to.
David Dossie, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.